Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Lois Geller's here. Lois Geller is our great member of our Brain Trust. More than 10 years as a member of our Brain Trust. She's an author extraordinaire, author of many books, including the Bible on direct marketing called Response, The Complete Guide to Profitable Direct Marketing, the revised expanded edition, sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. She knows more about marketing and advertising and PR and branding than anybody I know. She's our good friend. Lois, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's nice to be here.
Also the founder and the president of Lois Geller Marketing. Lois, so what's on your mind today? What is searing in your brain to tell my audience?
Well, what's searing in my brain is what happens yesterday, what always just happened. And yesterday, I got into a discussion on brand with someone who emailed me. I write for Forbes now, and somebody emailed me after my column about brand, and he said that he wanted me to help him with his elevator speech, and if I would just read it. And when I read it, it was all about him. You know, it was all about, he wanted to double his business in the next year, and he wanted to do this. And
it's his favorite topic. He's his favorite topic, right?
Exactly.
I'm my favorite topic. Aren't you your favorite topic?
Exactly. It's just that
Lois,
our prospects don't care about it.
Hey, Lois, I love me.
Do you?
Yeah.
I love you, too.
It's what my wife and I have in common. We both love me.
Oh, you're so funny.
But that's what we think, isn't it, when we do our marketing stuff sometimes?
Yes, I think it's all about the elevator speech that he gave was all about, we are this, and we started, and we founded, and we did, and nothing about what he could really do. I didn't even know what business he was in. and then he said, well, you know, you can find out more about it on the website. So I went to the website, and then he sent me a brochure, and it was the same story. And so
I
thought to myself, how often we do get caught up in our own things. We talk about how we are this. Eventually, I figured out he was in the security business. He has security guards and bodyguards for people and companies and stuff. And I never got that understanding from his elevator speech or his brochure or even his website. And so I said to him, well, what is your brand? And then he said, well, brands are not for me. You know, I'm just a small business. And I said, well, especially they're for you, Alex. They are definitely for you. What is your unique selling proposition? Why do you do this better than anybody else? And after about a 25-minute call, he did tell me about some of the things that he does that are really unique. And from that, a brand begins, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that a lot of small business owners, especially ones that are struggling today, call us and they say, we want a quick brand. You know, give us a quick brand. You know, there's no quick brand. You know, a Coca-Cola, Ford.
If you're a small business, your brand is between the ears of your customers and prospects. Isn't it?
Exactly.
It's the ding in branding.
Mm-hmm. It is. And it's the whole bundle of attributes that you, for instance, Jim Blasingame, bring to the table. All your knowledge of small business, all the speeches you've done, all of the information that you convey.
Don't forget all the bills I paid too.
All the good looks you got. And since I wrote this short piece on brand, I've been thinking about our own brand. And that's kind of like looking within yourself, you know, because it's really a whole bundle of things. It's the attributes you have as a company, your value that you bring to the table. And yet people most of the time think of it as logo, the words, the color, the personality. And it's really not that, you know. And so we put together a list of companies and the smaller things that they do that really make them resonate with us. And one of my people said, you know, TD Bank has something that's really great that I love to do.
It's a Canadian bank.
Yeah, it's here in the U.S.
And
they have a lot of branches down here in Florida. And she brings her nieces and nephews there because they take all the coins, and they have something called a penny arcade, and all the coins that the kids save in their piggy banks, and they put them in, and they give prizes to kids, you know, and they have it like a penny arcade, and you put the money in, mm-hmm. and they get the dollars out, and it goes right into their savings accounts. And it's really, that was the one thing that stood out. I had never even thought of anything about it. I thought it was Toronto Dominion Bank as well, the mm-hmm. Canadian bank. But for her, it was the best bank because it was friendly to kids. And that's kind of interesting because I couldn't think of a bank that I really loved that much.
Right.
Can you?
Well, but then what they did was they demonstrated values. They didn't,
right.
you know, all of that you just described is a way of getting people to connect with you on a values level, not just a value level.
Exactly.
And that's
exactly.
what they did because it made the parents happy. And you know if you love me, you love my kids. And so I really believe, Lois, that the future of marketing is going to be heavily dependent upon your ability to connect with customers and prospects on a values level, not just a value level. Value is still important. Nobody wants to pay more than they have to. They never have. They never will. But that's table stakes anymore. And I think more and more your brand is going to be heavily weighted on values. What do you think?
I think that's beautiful, Jim, the way you said that. I really do. And I think it's very true.
That's what TD Bank did. That's an example of what they did. And it not just we're giving money to charity. You know, we're supporting a local charity. That's values too. But it's mm-hmm. more than that, isn't it?
Yeah. So how would a small business owner, like this guy who has security guards mm-hmm. and offers security people, how would he convey his values is what he wanted in a nutshell.
Right.
And I don't think that's born in a minute's phone conversation.
No, I agree. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. 20 after Lois Geller's our guest. Lois, give us your website quickly, please.
It's LoisGellerMarketingGroup.com.
Check it out. Quick break. Stay with us.
Okay, it's fun, swagging, flutter your mind. In the sense of compliments.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.